I said twice in the interview, personally, I haven't got an issue with this. I'm perfectly relaxed about it.
Mm.
But there are lots of people, especially the older generation, who feel deeply uncomfortable with this. And what we were discussing is what should Claridge's do? And the options were, option one, cover the baby's head with a napkin, which I thought was pretty horrible. Option two, send her off to the ladies, which seemed really horrendous. And I said, well, perhaps the compromise would be that they could ask her to sit in the corner. But it wasn't my opinion. We were discussing how someone like Claridge's, who's got customers, paying customers, some of whom may well object to this, how they would deal with it. I personally have no views, no opinions on this at all. We were discussing whether a business should have the right to try and strike a compromise with its customers. I certainly wouldn't approve of a woman being asked to go out to the ladies. I think there is a much better, more sensible way of doing it.
Do you think the lesson here is that you are under much closer scrutiny now as leader of UKIP, which is now effectively Britain's third party, that anything you say can be taken just as sort of a soundbite, can be taken slightly out of context, and then it can blow up like this? There is a bit of a lesson there, isn't there?
But no, there's no lesson for me at all. This has been taken wildly out of context, and it makes me think this afternoon, yeah, probably that's why we've got such low-grade people in politics, because we have a media who, frankly, are not really interested in reporting what somebody's said. They're interested in reporting what they would like them to have said.